The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
Great pleasure. Good afternoon and welcome to a new week. And it's always one of the most eagerly anticipated weeks of the year, the week of the SEC basketball tournament. Thanks for being a part of the program. The men begin on Wednesday. Coverage throughout the week and weekend. And the women, though, wrapped up yesterday. And it was a fantastic women's tournament in Greenville, South Carolina. And a huge performance lifted the Gamecocks to the SEC title. That should not be a surprising sound, but even though they were not the number one seed going in, Dawn Staley's group cut the nets down when it was all over. So congratulations to all the ladies in South Carolina, especially Coach Staley, who we had on here just the other day. Great effort by Georgia as well. A lot of conversation, obviously, about the men's tournament. And certainly the SEC is about more than just the University of Kentucky. And as the tournament gets underway this week, we will spend plenty of time previewing it for you. And that's where we begin on this Monday afternoon. Coach Kermit Davis from Ole Miss, who is watching the bracketologists very closely right now because they all seem to think a lot of the Ole Miss program, but Coach would like for them to think more by the end of the week. Bam, Arkansas, Tennessee, Florida, Missouri, and LSU are in good shape. But what about Ole Miss as we get ready for Nashville? Coach Kermit Davis joining us from Oxford. Coach, good afternoon. We'll talk about the bracket in a minute because I know you're probably tired of hearing that. But it's great to have you on. And I want to talk about the season, the regular season that has just ended, because we talked to you as the season was beginning, and you weren't sure then if we'd ever get to March. Good afternoon.
Well, thanks, Paul. Good to be with you. It was an interesting year. You know, I've been in it for a long time, and we did, Paul. I didn't coach our team from November 17th until December 7th, and then we practiced like three times and played. So during that pause, it was up and down, and you wondered if we could get through a season. But, you know, hats off to all the medical people, especially the players and the SEC office, and we got in our full, you know, 18-game allotment.
And we're going to talk more about that later with Commissioner Sankey when he comes on. And I know maybe they don't get enough credit, and I'm not taking anything away from you and your staff, but the players this year went through things that they really did not sign up for. They signed up to play basketball and go to school. What are your thoughts on the resiliency of all the clubs, men and women across this country?
Yeah, I'm really amazed, Paul, when you go in these empty arenas and, you know, ours for the first time got to around maybe 25% to 30% on Saturday against Vanderbilt. It's been at 10%. I've just been so impressed by how hard the men and women have played in virtually empty arenas, you know, with not a lot of atmosphere, having to self, you know, energize yourself every single day. So that number one. And then just not being a normal college student. I had Romello White, who's a transfer from Arizona State, on my radio show the other night, Paul, and we're eating at Bouray's, and you've been at Bouray's, and it's the first time I think he had eaten on the square since he's come to Ole Miss because it's his first year, and it's just, they just don't go out. And so, you know, you forget that they really didn't have a college experience, that they did everything remotely and tried to do everything by the book to get themselves to these games.
I wish you hadn't mentioned Bouray's. I'm pretty hungry right now, Coach. it's a great place.
It's a good spot.
Let me, it really is. Let me ask you about the so-called elephant in the room. And you know, this is the time of the year when you see guys like Joe Lunardi on television more than the President of the United States, because what he's talking about is pretty important, especially to programs like yours. Give us the view. You've been in the tournament, you've had great runs, you've missed the tournament. How much do you pay attention to this stuff, and ultimately what do you guys have to do?
Yeah, you know, Paul, there's no question that we have to go and I think win a couple games in Nashville, maybe one, maybe two. It'd be nice to make a great run. We're like one of probably eight or nine teams that has an opportunity to do that. you know, we can sell our resume. We've got some holes in our resumes, probably like the rest of the teams. There's probably 15 or 20 teams in that category like us. But one thing we have done, you know, we've won 7 out of 9 to end the SEC year. And we are, I think, maybe we have 8 quadrant 1 and 2 wins, which is quite a few for this time of the year in those teams between like 40 and 70. Our net's around 52, 53 BPI, high 40s. So we're in the conversation. We'd like to have a program to where we're in the tournament like we were maybe a couple years ago, and you're just going into the tournament trying to play for a championship and seeding. But it's still exciting, and I know our guys are excited about getting to Nashville.
I know there's only so much you can control, but how much attention, if any, do you pay to what's happening around college basketball? Because, you know, they call them bid thieves, these teams that come out of nowhere and steal a spot that you may or may not have gotten. Do you find yourself peering all over the dial, all over your phone, or do you just try to hunker down and worry about what you can control?
Well, that's number one. You're worried about what you can control. But, Paul, there's so much TV and there's so many great games and different things that you watch, whether you're watching a bubble team like Memphis at Houston or you're watching the finals of the OVC and Morehead State upsets Belmont, who's had an unbelievable year. Oh, you do. We all pay attention, I think, because we all enjoy watching games this time of the year. And, you know, I was at Middle Tennessee for 16 years, and, guys, so we had some of those great teams get upset, you know, in the tournament, and you start watching the bubble and all that. So it is. It's a part of March, and it's what makes it, you know, really exciting for the players and for the fans especially.
Let's talk about this week in Nashville. And, you know, we'll be talking about last year until the end of time, although I know as a coach you'd much rather talk about what's ahead, but that was such a surreal experience for everyone. We're now – the tournament is on. There'll be fans in the stands, not as many as next year. But how do you approach the SEC tournament?
Well, number one, how fresh can you be mentally? How fresh can you be physically going into the tournament? Because you've mentioned it, Paul, not just from an 18-game schedule, but just the mental fatigue that I think a lot of teams go through just because of all the testing, the different things that's happening right now. So that's what we're going to try to do. We took off yesterday, go real light here in about an hour, and you know, start concentrating on South Carolina on Tuesday. I think just how fresh you can be, because, you know, for us to make a run, Paul, you know, we're going to have to win 3 or 4 games, and so, you know, that's the task in front of us. And just your guys feel good mentally. And we're excited. I mean, I think everybody's excited about going to a tournament, especially what happened yesterday. We were one of the teams that got to play in the first round, but it was an eerie feeling walking into Bridgestone, because you could tell in the eyes of all the SEC staff that something wasn't right. And, you know, it's just one of those kind of eggshell deals. So it's kind of nice to know that we're going to have a full tournament and people are looking forward to postseason.
Coach, you've got a late game on Thursday, which will mean you'll have a late game on Friday, assuming you get to the next round. I wonder about those type of days, because, I mean, they're long. And I know you want to manage your guys and they want to watch basketball. But how do you manage a day when you're not playing until the final game?
Yeah, it is. It's a long day. But I guess we get used to it, Paul, because of the SEC network. And we had quite a few 8 o'clock games. And really, I tell you what, some of our guys like it. What we do is we let them sleep in. We really do. We let them sleep in later, you know, and maybe get them up at like 10 and late breakfast at 10:30 and start your day later that way. Usually when we have 8 o'clock games, we'd go over to the arena maybe about 30 minutes earlier than we normally do, just to kind of get guys loose. It really, you know, you can only have about 25 or 30 minutes warm-ups this time. So we just start our day later, but we have had a lot of 8 o'clock games, so our guys are accustomed to that.
And do you tell them what to do or not to do? Or I guess they probably wouldn't listen anyway. I mean, they're going to watch basketball, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they're going to watch basketball. And that's just, I mean, we'll have a dinner tomorrow night when we get to the hotel in Nashville, because we have an earlier practice time. We were trying to come up on Wednesday, but it just didn't work out for us as far as early practice. But, yeah, we put different college games on the video screens when we're eating. That's just kind of what we do. We, you know, obviously, we're going to bus up to Nashville, which is convenient for us, and we'll have games on while we ride up. So I think guys are just – they're used to it. They enjoy it. We all do. And like I said, this time of the year is when you start watching out games, that's the pressure-packed games that we're all in, but it's the fun games to watch.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're not in yet. Obviously, next Sunday we'll find out. But what does getting in the tournament mean to a program like Ole Miss, which has been many times and have had some incredibly important moments, but it is now the signature that programs are looking for, is it not?
No question, Paul. No doubt. I mean, that's our goal was, you know, we finished sixth and, you know, we had a chance, you know, we got beat. Vanderbilt played great at Vanderbilt about a week ago. If not, we would have been in the double bye, you know, finishing fourth. So we were close. We're making progress, but there's no doubt. It's our ultimate goal. We want to play in the NCAA tournament. Fields are, you know, really competitive. You can win games in that tournament. So you're exactly right. That's a goal of ours, and we look forward to going and playing, you know, a very well-coached Frank Martin team, and I know South Carolina will play well on Thursday.
Coach, it is always great to see you. Glad to see that we are at the great time of the year when so many basketball fans are live for, and this year we'll get to see. You be well. Good luck, and we hope to talk to you again very soon.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
You got it. Coach Kermit Davis joining us from Ole Miss. Coach has been around the industry a long time. His dad was the head basketball coach at Mississippi State. He's at Ole Miss, in case you were wondering. We'll take a break. More to come. More of your phone calls at 855-242-7285. Many guests will be joining us throughout the afternoon, including the commissioner of the Southeastern Conference.
You are listening to the
Conference.
Paul
right
Feinbaum
back.
Show podcast.
And this is what we have left on the show. Andrea Gallo, who has been at the forefront of the investigation into sexual misconduct at LSU, she will join us at 4:30. The commissioner at 5:30, Alyssa Lang, spent all of the last weekend covering the women's tournament. We'll get her takeaway from that as we get to the final hour. If you want to give us a ring, we'd be more than happy to take your phone calls at 855-242-7285. Where were you? I realize this would lock out about half the audience or maybe 75%, but where were you 50 years ago tonight? Does anyone remember what happened 50 years ago tonight? One of the most famous sporting events in history. I wasn't there, but I vaguely remember it. It was an epic sporting event. I'll talk about that in a minute. Meanwhile, Bob Stoops has a new job. Yes, Bob Stoops, who retired from Oklahoma because he wanted to spend more time with his family. And then he took a job in the XFL before that folded. Today, it was announced that Bob Stoops will be replacing Urban Meyer on the Fox Big Noon Kickoff show. That is their pregame show on Saturday morning. I wonder how he'll do on that. Yeah, we've had Bob on this show before. We wish him well. Let's get to the calls at 855-242-7285. And Andre is up first. And good afternoon, Andre. Thanks for the call.
Coach, you did have him on there, and you gave him some softball, slow ball pitches when you had Stoops on there too.
We had him on when he was when he was pushing his book, and it was I would say, if you were doing a list of the 500 greatest interviews we've ever had on the program,
right,
it would not be on the list.
Right. Hey, look, Coach, this thing between Baton Rouge and Kansas with Les Miles, this thing has gotten ugly, Coach. But it reminds me something of Jim Mora Sr. once said when it come down to superstars. He say the fans don't know and they don't want to know because they really don't know these people.
Yeah.
And they put them on a pedestal.
No, I agree. It's a big story. We had a big discussion about it Friday, and we'll talk to Andrea in a minute. But we right now, the update from Friday for those who were not who didn't see it is that Kansas has put Les Miles on administrative leave. That would portend to me, and I'm sure to you, Andre, that he will not be employed much longer, which is good for Kansas.
Let me ask you this, Coach. When he was in Baton Rouge, and I don't know if you can answer this or not, but did you hear any whispers about this?
No, I didn't. And, you know, a lot of times you do hear things.
Right.
And Andre,
right.
I'm not here to make judgment, but they're always, you know, I can tell you that in countless cases throughout my career, there is gossip. I never heard anything about Les Miles from this perspective. I mean, I always heard that he was quirky. I had somebody that previously worked at LSU call me once, and thought he, thought he was a little bit strange. But never in this regard.
Well, you know what though, Coach, I wish the man nothing but the best. I mean, everybody got skeletons in their closet. Some are scarier than others, but we all in this life got our own demons. So. Hey, Coach, thanks for taking my call, and have a good day.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you. I'm not going to quote the Bible here, but, you know, I think all of us, have plenty of sin, but I do think there's a different standard in terms of what he was doing, and I all I know is what has been reported. I don't know a single thing beyond that, but it is pretty remarkable to think how that case was ultimately adjudicated. Hey, thank you for the call, Andre. Appreciate it very, very much. Gary is up next in North Carolina. Hello, Gary.
Yes. Hello, Paul.
Hey there.
I'm glad to be on with you.
Thank you.
I enjoyed your interview with Kermit Davis in preparation for the rest of the SEC tournament. I wish he could suit up his assistant coach, Marshall Henderson.
Oh, wow.
Because what a stud he was back in
the day. He was. Yeah, he was fantastic.
And, yeah, my son was enrolled at Ole Miss and knew Marshall Henderson at that time. And those are some great memories because that guy was the real deal to put his head down and lead a team to victory.
Now, Marshall was an amazing player. Ole Miss won the tournament. What year was it? I think it was 2013, maybe?
I believe
somewhere
in
that range. I distinctly remember that. But Marshall was a handful, but he was a great player. Hey, thank you so much for the call. I do appreciate it. And let's check in next with Dwayne, who's in Kentucky. Hey, Dwayne, go right ahead. Thank you for the call.
Yes, sir. What's Kentucky's chances this year going to the NCAA?
I would say very slim.
Okay. Well, do they have to win the SEC to get in?
Oh, yes. I mean, Kentucky has a losing record right now. They have a few decent wins, but not many. And at that point, I mean, they would absolutely. I don't see how they could possibly get around not winning the tournament.
I've watched by Kentucky for, you know, a long time. You know, I think this is the first year I've ever known maybe that they even went into the NCAA. I mean, you know.
Well, don't forget, they won the title in 12, and they did not go in 2013. So you don't have to go more than 8 years back. But Kentucky that year was going through quite a transition. They had lost some of the greatest players in modern Kentucky history. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that very much. Let's check in with Fran, who is in Ohio. Hello, Fran.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I am well. Thank you.
Good. You know, I was watching the SEC, and I followed Tennessee a little bit during the year, and Alabama, I just love the way they play offensively there. I think they average about 80 points a game. And Tennessee's the one I can't figure out. They win three, they lose two, they win two, they lose three. I can't figure them out. Do you think they have a chance in the NCAA, either one of them?
No, I don't. I thought Tennessee before the season was a Final Four team, and then they have just been way too inconsistent. Now, as we both know, teams can find a rhythm for a couple of weeks, but I have seen nothing out of this team that would indicate that they can make a serious run.
What about Bama? I think they can make a run.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, Bama is an upper echelon team. They have played brilliantly at times this year. Even when they have had lapses, they have still been good. And I think you're talking about serious. They can make a serious run.
Yeah, there's one other team too, and they've been hot real, and they played pretty good all year. Is Arkansas?
Nobody's hotter right now in the SEC than Arkansas.
Yeah, right. All right. I just wondered what your thoughts about with Tennessee. I agree with you at the beginning of the year. I thought they're a Final Four team myself too. So
no, I would have lost a fortune if I'd bought stock in Tennessee before the year. I would have sold everything and then your house. Joe is up next in Virginia. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm very upset about what Dawn Staley did after they won the championship when she was interviewed.
What did she came out and said, what happened? I did not see the interview.
She was interviewed on the Southeast Conference channel by someone, and they were asking her how did she feel about winning the championship. And she said, I'm very proud that two black women were in the championship game. And that is a racist comment. That is a racist comment.
Why is that a racist comment, Joe?
Well, it is. Saying, well, two black women. What if two white women said something?
Well, I mean, don't be ridiculous, Joe. I mean, I think the symbolism of what she said yesterday on the anniversary of Bloody Sunday in Selma, I think had great significance, that two black women were competing in 2021. I mean, don't you interpret that more as progress than racist?
No, that's racist. I don't see race. They shouldn't be using that comment. They shouldn't be using that comment.
Who shouldn't be using that comment?
The coaches shouldn't be using that comment.
I wrote an entire article, I believe it was in 2011, about the cultural significance one day when Vanderbilt was playing Kentucky, and the fact that you had two black coaches for the two teams. I don't know what's wrong with pointing out things that have not happened very often in our history.
Well, if two women that were white came out and said that, holy hell would be breaking loose from the black community that it was racist.
Sure, there's no reason for two white women to say that, considering it happens about 99% of the time.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Joe, I don't think we're going to find any common ground here, but I do thank you for calling. Appreciate it. We'll take a break. Much more to come on the program. The commissioner of the SEC, Andrea Gallo, will join us as well. And Alyssa Lange talking about the significance of South Carolina's win yesterday from a basketball standpoint. We'll take a short break. Back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we welcome you back here Monday afternoon. It is great to have you. And OC is up next in Tennessee. Hello, OC.
How you doing, Paul?
We are well.
Well, I just wanted to give you a props on how you handled the situation about the guy calling and asking about the comment about the two black women that coached together. And you recognized it was just simply history, not just a racial thing. It was just a fact that it was good history point there. And I like how you handled it. You had a little swag about the way you handled it.
Well, see, thank you. I mean, I think history should be celebrated. And I'm one person, you're one person. We may not always hear things similarly, but I think we both heard that one pretty clearly.
Right, right. And the other thing I want to compliment, man, I'm a diehard Razorback fan. I like the way Arkansas has been playing. And I thought it would take us about 3 to 4 years to get to where we are right now, but I have to give Musselman his props. He's handled his business, and he got creative about building his team up, what he did. I have to give him his props for that.
Yeah, OC, he has been fantastic. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate you joining us. Tony is up next. Hello, Tony.
Hey, great to talk to you, my friend.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate what OC's comments about your last caller, Joe, and the way you said we all hear things a little bit different, so that was fantastic. But last time I talked to you was about a month ago. I told you about my daughter, the cheerleader, you know, and she was going to Bradley and whatnot, and it's still cold up there.
it is.
But she ended up winning nationals in Atlanta, and I was blessed to go see her. I don't get to see a lot of her competitions. And then just yesterday, she won another national championship in Indianapolis. And just so happens on the way down, she stopped at another school that offered her a scholarship, which is the Purdue Boilermakers. So she's, I don't know why, but she's looking at them up north schools, Paul.
Well, Tony, that's okay. She sounds like an outstanding young woman and clearly in demand. You should be very proud.
I'm very proud. And the reason I called was I was telling a friend of mine about what's going on with my daughter. And I have two younger daughters. And I gave my six-year-old a choice. You know, it's softball sign-up time or she could play golf. And she chose golf. And I said, that's fine. So I've got her all outfitted, and she's got lessons coming up tomorrow. As I was talking to my friend, she said to me, she says, hey, do you think our parents ever thought about putting us into sports the way you did? And I'll explain. Growing up, from the time I was 4 till I graduated high school, it was football, basketball, baseball all year round. You know, that's just what we did. And I explained to my friend that my six-year-old, it works out. I believe she has the mental game for golf, whereas my younger four-year-old, she is more outgoing, competitive. That would be, you know, that would bode well for team sports. So she says, you know, our generation, our parents didn't think about that, but I think maybe my generation, whatever that might be, I'm 40 years old. We're starting to look at where our children can excel in sports based upon their attributes instead of just saying, all right, this is how old you are. This is what you're supposed to do. What are your thoughts, Paul?
Yeah, Tony, I agree. I mean, I'm considerably older than you. And, you know, when I grew up, it was My parents sent me to play games that they could afford to send me to play, which was baseball and basketball. Golf was not really part of that equation, but today golf is a, you know, Tiger Woods opened that door for a lot of people with the Junior Foundation, and a lot more people, thank goodness, can pick and choose. But thank you for sharing that, and best wishes to your daughter. Let's check in with Bubba, who is in Arkansas. Hey, Bubba.
Hey. How you doing?
I bet you're the only person in the state of Arkansas named Bubba.
Yeah, I believe so. I just want to know how you feel, how you feel about Arkansas. How far do you think they'll go on the NCAA tournament?
Bubba, I think they got a chance to really go far. Without knowing the pairings, it's always difficult. But what I've seen so far, they're on fire.
Oh yeah, I just hope they make it to at least to the Elite Eight or Final Four.
I think they have I think they have a legitimate shot at doing that. Jerry is up next in Oklahoma. Hello, Jerry. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today, man?
Hey there. How are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
We're doing great.
Hey, just wanted to, I don't want to step on what he just said, but I was just going to ask your opinion. Where do you think the Hogs will be seated in the national tournament?
Yeah, I mean, I think right now they're between a 2 and a 3, and I think that could be, you know, should they win the SEC tournament, I think they have a legitimate shot at getting to the 2 line. I mean, we're splitting hairs. You know, the number one seed has the greatest advantage because you play the 16, but after that, the advantages begin to dissipate. I don't think there's a tremendous amount of difference between 2 and 3. Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. We will continue with more of your phone calls in a moment. Guests will start coming back. We already started with Kermit Davis, the commissioner of the SEC, will join us in about an hour and a half. Right now, we are coming back with more of your calls after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We welcome you back here on a Monday afternoon, and Dennis is up next in Missouri. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, Paul, I appreciated your response to that guy that criticized Don Staley. I took a different interpretation of that. I think I admire for being feeling good about the progress that's been made, in contrast to LeBron James. Hi, Paul.
Oh, yeah, you know, I mean,
on TV.
You know, anyway, let me say this about Dennis. The TV is a little bit behind what you're hearing on the phone, so don't be confused. But
yeah,
you know, I know Don Staley reasonably well, and she's very passionate about what she believes. And yes, we had her on here. I think it was Thursday, and she admitted she ruffles feathers sometimes with how she speaks. But she also described her background. And I think she has earned the right to speak out for what she believes with her history and her success.
Well,
but what she said the other day is just fact.
That, well, absolutely. You know, in contrast to LeBron James and some of these other ding-a-lings that they and Obama's attorney general that exacerbate division. She recognizes progress has been made, and you know, it's been slow, too slow. I grew up in Missouri, and the blacks were treated shabby, really bad, and I felt their hurt. And I used to go down and play basketball at the black university's gym and shower with the blacks. I wouldn't say I was an advocate for the blacks, but God gave me a moral compass to know that they were getting treated pretty damn bad. And anyway, I appreciate you telling that guy that which way that she did it. She did expressed herself much better than some of these guys that exacerbate the division.
And Dennis, thank you very much for the call. I do appreciate it. And Mark is up next in Arkansas. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Paul, how are you, man?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, we are too. It's a beautiful sunny day here in Little Rock. I don't want to, well, I'm contributing to beating a dead horse, but I want to get Joe to try to look at things from a different perspective, and that may be pulling muscles from a shell. But, Paul, Joe, aren't you a little surprised that it took all this long for us to evolve to where two black women can be head coaches and be in a championship game? Isn't that the point that you should be wringing your hands about and being incredulous about, the fact that it took this long? Or are you just going to continue being a closet racist and throw hypersensitivity against the wall every time you hear the word black used in a sentence? Because they have a right as a culture to point out when they've advanced and when they have come out from under our thumb. Yeah, that's right, Joe, our thumb, whether you like it or not, the white man's thumb, blah, blah, blah. We have set them back so much, so often. And you can deny that, and you can excuse that, and you can pretend it didn't happen. It happened. And so it took this long, 2021, to see two great women basketball players who evolved into coaches, black, yes, they're black, and they made it to the championship game. That's the part, Joe, that you should be dwelling on. And, Paul, I've got a bold prediction for you. I have Arkansas and Kentucky in the SEC championship game.
Well, Kentucky making a run in would not be the most shocking thing, the fact that they have to, they win Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I mean, that's doable. I do like Arkansas, though. I mean, I think they are, unless they get there and just take their eye off the net, I don't see them being slowed down right now.
Well, and that would mean Kentucky coming out and beating Alabama in their first game.
But you never know, though, about a team. I mean, I have seen some very strange things in the SEC tournament, as everyone has. Hey, thank you for the call. Matt is up next in San Antonio. Hello, Matt.
Hello, my friend. How you been doing today, Mr. Paul Feinbaum?
Matt, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, I want to talk about some Texas A&M football, and I got a sports prediction with you, my friend.
Go ahead.
I believe Texas A&M is going to beat Alabama this year.
You do? Have you ever made that prediction before, Matt?
Yes, I know I've been wrong lately, but Alabama does return a lot of players, just like A&M doesn't return a lot of players on offense, and they lose every single one of their wide receivers. We return a little more wide receivers than Alabama does this year, Paul, and that's going to hurt Alabama this year. And so I believe A&M's going to beat Alabama this year in College Station. The College Station is going to go crazy.
Yeah, well, Matt, listen, I want to make sure I mark this date. It is Monday, March 8th. At nearly 4 p.m. Eastern time, Matt has made the boldest prediction of your life. You picked Texas A&M to beat someone.
Okay. And I have a question for you, Paul.
Okay.
Actually, a couple questions. Do you think Les Miles is going to be able to keep his job at Kansas, even though they put him on administrative leave?
I think Les Miles will be unemployed by the end of the week. Matt, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. We have 3 hours to go, and we hope you'll stick around.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.